Stephen now describes habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Learning how to communicate effectively and empathically is one of the master skills in family life and is the key to building win-win relationships.
All right, now let's move on to habit 5. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. You see, the whole key is the sequence between these two expressions. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Most people do the very opposite. Notice your own tendencies. Do we not want to be understood before seeking to understand? That is the most common tendency in us all. In most conversations, most interactions, the desire is to be understood. Well, why? That's part of this need to be loved. Love truly makes the world go round. To feel understood is to feel loved. And people have a need to be loved. The whole key to human influence is first to be influenced. What does that mean? The key to having influence with another person is that they feel like they have had influence with you. That is, that you were open to them and to what they were saying and feeling, and consequently influenced by them. In other words, you understand. Think about it. The key to human influence with our spouses, with our children, with our grandchildren, with anyone, is always first to understand. Now that is the first point I am trying to make here under Habit 5.